escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Here we go to the 5 o'clock hour on WEEI Afternoons, a fabulous smorgasbord of sports on display for your pleasure, as we hope we have been keeping you company, whether you were at the beach earlier, perhaps the playground, the water park, sitting in traffic on way to your weekend home for another little late summer, or rather still kind of midsummer. It's not late summer. By the way, little pushback on everybody who says, first, it's when you get to the 4th of July, summer's over. Kick rocks without socks for saying that. And pound sand if you to the all the guys on the beat that are there. I understand why for them, but, you know, Ted, you probably felt this way too. Like, your summer was over when you had to report to training camp, but, like, there's still a whole lot of summer to be enjoyed the remainder of the way.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Absolutely. This is August and September, two of my favorite months in New England. So, yeah, now that I'm not playing football, please, we got another solid four to five weeks, and you're right though. When football camp, that you're right, that was the end of my summer. But post football, forget it. I got another 5 weeks.
I feel like it has flew by though.
Oh, it has. No, it has.
Yeah, it's also flown by. I'm just being a dink, Stiz. Don't worry about me. I stink. But at the same, wait, do you feel like it's flown by? Stiz, you still have 2 months of summer to enjoy.
I wouldn't consider. You know, I don't know how many times I'm going to the beach in September.
It's the best month to go. The water's a bathtub and there's no one at the beach.
I tell you, it's hard though. Once football season starts, I feel like summer's over though, Fitzy. I mean, are you going to the beach on Sundays or are you watching football on Sundays in September?
Well, nothing wrong with grabbing a quick dip in the morning before you make your way to the stadium and the tailgate, or you know, afterwards making your way down there. Who knows? I mean,
must be nice to have a Cape House, huh? Nice. Wow.
Seriously.
Wow. Nice. Imagine that. Working real hard, saving up money, and investing in a family gym. Well, why don't you and everyone else that's not at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studio go after yourselves? Meanwhile, we are coming to you today from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, and that means we're sponsored by our friends over at Ford. Of course, the New England Ford dealers have their Ford Summer Sales event going on right now because it's still summer, everybody. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on the F-Series, which, of course, is the official truck of the Red Sox. And now, with an impromptu weather check on Lansdowne Street for everyone who may be making their way to Sox Dodgers tonight, here's Dan Ball. What's it like outside, Danny?
I tell you what, Fitzy, it's sunny. It's currently beautiful outside. They pulled the tarp off a little while ago. There were some clouds that kind of rolled in, give it like half an hour ago or so. But as of right now, it's nice. Quick check at the upcoming forecast. Looks like rain is expected to stop in 5 minutes. It stopped already. We're looking at mid-80s and partly cloudy for the remainder of the evening.
Looks like on a hot, steamy summer Friday, we're playing baseball at Fenway tonight. We got a big series, Dodgers and Red Sox. And the best way to get into all the topics surrounding the Red Sox and more is when we get into The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Can't That's right. It's The Drive. All of our favorite little bits, the top stories, the best takes and more from the majority of our radio show here on WEEI Afternoons to date. And Ted, we didn't get a chance to get your spin on this earlier, but last night, the Seattle Mariners struck first, and later on, earlier today, I should say, the New York Yankees also struck, making a trade with the Colorado Rockies. But last night, the Mariners went out and traded for a target that some had associated with the Red Sox or thought that could possibly be on the Red Sox map. That would be infielder Josh Naylor, only has 12 home runs on the season. But, of course, people have been looking for stability at the first base position and some pop in the lineup for the Sox as well, so they'll have to move on to other targets. What did you think about the Mariners beating the Red Sox to the punch and being proactive as they, too, are in the wild card hunt alongside the Red Sox at the trade deadline, Teddy?
Yeah, look, I'm trying to look at what they got in return. I mean, it's hard for me to tell what the Seattle got from, was that Arizona Diamondbacks in that deal?
Like, yes, sir.
Duran, I am. There's probably a lot of people in that clubhouse that would be against it. But tell me when the trade deadline's over. What I think right now, I'm giving them opportunity to still make a deal here. I think the longer you wait, the more offers are going to start revealing themselves. So I don't know. I kind of get why maybe they haven't made a deal as of right now. But I certainly hope they do before this thing ends, because I've been here for the last 6 years, and it feels like every single year when they do something underwhelming at the trade deadline, that it's almost as if you can just – it's a palatable effect and impact it has on this team.
Yeah.
And so you just feels like if they don't do something significant, that the wheels are going to fall off this thing, and it's going to be a lost season soon after the trade deadline.
There's been a lot of talk of poor August records under Alex Cora, and a lot of those come after poor July 31st. It comes after bad trade deadlines. So there is a very palpable kind of popping of the balloon that you feel with the players and with the fan base. On the Naylor trade, it's two mid-level pitching prospects. It's a guy who's kind of in the Cooper Criswell, Josh Winkowski, Shane Drohan kind of area, mid-20s, decent potential in AAA, but hasn't really proven it much at the major league level. And it's a guy in single-A. That is easy for the Red Sox to have paid if they wanted Josh Naylor. And the thing that bothers me the most, Fitzy, is the report that came out after it, that the fact that the Red Sox did, quote, their due diligence on it, more so than actually being aggressive. That came out this morning. So I'd like to reintroduce our listening audience and Red Sox fans to Craig the Interest King Breslow, because the Red Sox did their due diligence on Josh Naylor, but were not aggressive, while a team that's in the wild card right around you got a player that they desperately needed and are looking for more. So Fitzy, for me, this put a very bad feeling in my stomach about the way the Red Sox are ultimately going to treat the deadline.
Yeah, see, this doesn't tell me that the Red Sox weren't in on Josh Naylor for two mid-level pitching prospects. Dan, you're absolutely right. This tells me, guys, and we should be a little bit concerned that Bresbot is going to go through the motions and use, I'm sorry, what did you use in the 2 p.m. hour that had Bradfoe all in a tizzy?
Oh, organizational efficiency.
Oh, God, due diligence and organizational efficiency.
That's the password to Bresbot. If you want to get in and command Bresbot like Stiz does at 2 o'clock every day, organizational efficiency, no spaces.
Fire me into the sun in an oversized T-shirt cannon if I have to hear that again one more time. My God. And this, okay, so now we have to ask the question to the audience at large and in and amongst ourselves here, boys. How anxious are we now? Does the Yankees going out and getting Ryan McMahon, addressing their third base issue, obviously he doesn't have as many home runs as, we'll say, Suarez from the Diamondbacks, who's got 35 ding-dongs on the season. McMahon's got 16. But sometimes, as we know, Dan, you go and get one of these guys who's got a track record, you get them out of their miserable situation, you put them someplace where the team's already on the way to the playoffs and they're winning and the vibes are so much better, and they wake up, and next thing you know, they rediscover their great playing days and their boomstick. So they get McMahon, and then Naylor goes to the Mariners, and the Red Sox get us talking about them. How shaken, or at least how potentially rattled, is your confidence? We'll start with you, Dan, in the Red Sox making the kind of deal we believe they need to make at the deadline.
Tremendously so. But this isn't anything new. It's awesome. Just added to it by the moves that are being played. And I wish I could give you the sunshine and roses look that you want. But this started weeks prior. As soon as I heard Charlie Morton being the name that was connected the Reds to
Sox.
And I mean, he seems like a very nice guy.
Now.
Had a great career. He was not good enough to be a starter on the Baltimore Orioles for a portion of this year.
I covered him in Houston, so I just remember his days in Houston.
He was a sub-3 ERA pitcher in a couple years in Houston. Incredible player 5 years ago. Like, that's not...
He's doing that now, but it's, not in just a short sample size.
Right.
But do you trust it?
No, I don't. And Ted, I am still in the firm belief that this team is multiple significant moves away after watching these two series to be regarded amongst the Cubs and the Phillies, and we'll see about the Dodgers. But it's not a Charlie Morton. It's not a, God bless him, Danny Jansen. It's something that moves the needle, and for me, I don't have that kind of confidence. I hope you do, because I don't.
Yeah.
Ted, how are you feeling, Ted?
I'll tell you this. I mean, based on what they did before the season, I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt
I
appreciate that.
Yeah, and they did things this offseason I just hadn't seen them do in a long time. So, and they were talking big game a month ago about the trade deadline. So, you know what? We got a few days left. I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt and wait for that to pass before I really lay into them.
Tick, 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 tick. It's only 6 days away, July 31st. The trading deadline in Major League Baseball, perhaps the most anticipated in many years. And, of course, you'll want to stay locked into WEEI, WEEI.com, all of our shows. And, of course, make sure you check in with @BradFo and Baseball Isn't Boring for all the latest and possibly greatest. Earlier today, also, we heard from Mark Feinsand on the MLB Network about possibly moving Jaron Duran. Now, Jaron Duran, we've heard about interest from the Padres now for almost 2 months, guys. Our friend Alex Cora, who we talk to every Wednesday on the show, has shot that down several times, saying, oh, people can make up things all the time. We used to do it in the green room at ESPN, Jim Bowden, this, blah, blah, blah. But now it seems like that interest may actually be building. And Mark Feinsand actually floated a potential trade that could address an issue as well as possibly cause that damage control in the Red Sox clubhouse with Jaron Duran.
His market is there for sure. I think the thing that the Red Sox are looking for more than anything else is a controllable starting pitcher to pair with Crochet at the top of that rotation. To me, a Jaron Duran, Mitch Keller trade makes a lot of sense for both sides. The Pirates desperately need offense. We've seen what Duran can do with what he did in 2024. Hasn't been as good this year, but he's still been a productive player. I think he's still got like a 2.5 WAR this season. So while he's not putting up the numbers he did last year, I think he would probably walk in and be the best or second best player on the Pirates offensively. Keller is fine for 3 more years.
So Jaron Duran to the Pirates for starter Mitch Keller. Keller's got a couple years left. He's had some better years. Obviously, he was an all-star a couple years ago, Ted. This year pitching to a 3.5 ERA in the National League. Not that like the old NL to AL matters quite as much as it used to, but would you be content if it were Jaron Duran just for a starter, not named Joe Ryan, straight up to address that need for the Sox?
And remind me, does he have term on that deal, or is it just a rental?
No, there's still some term left on that deal.
Then I would do it. I would have done it yesterday.
Bye, Jaron.
I like Jaron. I do. And when he's on, he's on. But when he's off, he's off. And he's just too inconsistent. And there's an overabundance of players in the outfield, so if you can get a solid number two starter, are you kidding me? This team needs pitching so bad, in my opinion, more than hitting. And so I would be okay with the guys. I would have no problem with that trade.
So Dan, this weekend the start, we got Brian Bayo going tonight. When does Buehler pitch?
Buehler is on Sunday, so you have Bayo, then a Crochet day. Crochet against Kershaw tomorrow is awesome theater for baseball fans. And then you got Walker Buehler up against his former team on Sunday. Looked like he was surrounded by a good group of Dodgers personnel having a conversation before the game today on the field, as you would expect. So really fascinated to see how he's able to thread the needle between the emotions you're going to face, but also a pretty darn good appearance against the Philadelphia Phillies, a very good team.
Yes, he did as well. He's been excellent in his two starts in July. But I wonder, just, you know, first off, crochet Ohtani tomorrow night. Let's freaking go.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Second overall, boys, how do we feel about the way the Red Sox might approach the trade deadline vis-a-vis going after a starter with how the guys pitched this weekend? Like, if you get nails from Bayo tonight, another crochet day, and Buehler has his third quality start of July, does that lessen the need for a starter, or does that sort of keep you where you are?
Nope. Do not be fooled by that. No. Not when it comes to pitching. Do not.
But Ted, when they offer me the cheese, I want it because it's so delicious and it's cheese.
No, man. You've seen enough of Walker Buehler. Like, even if he's pitching better, but please, you can't count on that. And you know what? It's a nice story what Brian Bayo's having the season he's having. But he's still young. Do you trust him? At the end of the season when the pressure's on? No, sir, no. You still make that deal, Fitzy.
Okay, you got to grow up sometime. Before we get to our Patriots story of the day, I'm going to set the over-under at 1.5. How many moves do you believe the Red Sox make by this time next Friday?
I will still take the over. I think they've shown that Craig Breslow has shown the propensity to be busy. He will add. The question, Ted, just becomes, you know, are you adding around the fringes multiple times? Are you kind of sending some players in for some players out, or are you making a couple that matter? I'd rather it's one deal that, and to use your own term, blows my skirt up, versus five that are just like, all right, yeah, in the aggregate, you recreated a good person. Give me one or two that move the needle, and I'm happy. But again, got to see it to believe.
So if it's
busy, Breslow.
Breslow bot. Let's go, buddy. If it's over under 1.5 on deals made, I'm going to say under. I think I can see them getting more than two players in a deal. But maybe they'll make multiple deals. They made one deal for five players last year, or was it five separate deals?
Yeah.
So
five separate
I'm wrong.
Deals
maybe,
for zero impact.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget about that 180 batting average for Danny Jansen. Never forget.
Yeah, Ted, I had proposed when Bradfoe was talking up ball with us in the 2 o'clock hour, yay baseball, that perhaps, remember yesterday I said in the 3-point stance in the 3 o'clock hour, they should go after Bednar, the closer, that fire plug of a unit that closes games out for the Pirates. Maybe if you could throw in Duran and a prospect or two and then go get their closer and a starter like Mitch Keller, both of whom still have term, that could be the kind of deal that if it's only one move, that's fine, but that addresses a lot of the needs you have because you need more bullpen depth, as we saw in the extra inning games against the Phillies the other night, and you absolutely need another starter. Moving into football now, quiet day down there. Our pal Ted Johnson went down to Patriots training camp. It was a helmet-free walkthrough for 45 minutes. He had a chance to talk to Patriots linebacker Christian Ellis, who was signed to a two-year deal in the offseason. You can head on over to Six Rings or, of course, WEI.com to check out Teddy's chat with linebacker Christian Ellis. But the needle mover on the day for us has been comments made by someone who used to be in Patriots Nation and now plays down in the Big D. That would be quarterback Joe Milton, who said that now that he's in Dallas, he feels like he's getting better treatment, better advice, and a better education. It's a better quarterback room overall. Our friend Mike Giardi from Boston Sports Journal was with us just a few minutes ago, and he had this to say about Joe Milton.
A good discussion kind of occurred earlier in the show about Joe Milton. Joe Milton had some comments, a little bit critical, yeah. I think, of his former team. Yeah, what do you make of Joe Milton? Do you think it was a good decision? Do you think there's maybe the Patriots saw something in his personality that was – it was probably a smart thing to move on from him? Just your thoughts on Joe Milton down there in Dallas.
I think Joe Milton is what he's always been, an incredibly gifted, talented guy who has never fully seemed to grasp the other parts that come with playing quarterback. And, you know, everybody got giddy over what they saw in week 18 against guys that were trying to lose and backups and those sorts of things. I just look, 6 years in college, man, like he never really became what he was supposed to be. And I don't think he's mature enough to make that happen. So to me, that was just in line with who he is. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying, I think he's immature and he's now 25. I don't, you know, like 26, maybe, I don't even know, like maybe time to grow up a little bit. And to me, that just kind of reeked of a guy who's still not there yet.
Of the many in Patriots Nation.
Oh, my God.
Perfectly said. Perfectly summated by Mike. And you can hear that entire chat on the WEI Afternoons or Six Rings and Football Things. podcast feed. Of the many people that probably will miss seeing the Bazooka Joe cannon, the rollouts, or, of course, the hashtag backflips, one of them is not Ted Johnson. Ted, I might stop short of saying we're relieved to have Joe Milton somewhere else so we could clear that deck for Drake May to take control of this team. But obviously, as we watch the ascent of Drake May and his elevating leadership, one of the things that he didn't need was the nuisance of someone like Joe Milton chirping at him in the locker room.
Yep. I'm a big fan of having, you know, harmonious locker rooms if you can, and so that everybody's on the same page. Look, everybody has a right to want to be the starter. But, you know, different situations call for different things, and I just don't think Joe Milton would have been value add as a backup. I don't think he is the better quarterback, and I don't think him as a backup quarterback would be provide a harmonious quarterback room, which is the most important position on a football team. And so I have no problem with it. And the fact that it feels as if he initiated the trade. Like if you go to the team and they initiate talks, it sounded like, you know, that's what I wanted. I mean, he was asked about it. He said, no, that's what I wanted. I told my team that's what I wanted. My agent did it. So he wanted off. So if you're mad at the Patriots for letting go of someone that wanted to be off your team so he could go get an opportunity to go play, then you should be okay with that.
Yeah, I'm not as much relieved, Fitzy, that he's gone as I think the team has just been further validated that they made the right decision in doing it. The more that you hear, the more that you see, you realize, oh, yeah, this could have been in the conversation on how his behavior impacts Drake May and what that says about May is a separate conversation. But when you are trying to set this kid up for as much success as possible, if you're going to have any kind of reason to take away from his development in year two in the league and now with a second offensive coordinator, why? For a sixth round pick that's shown certain flashes but has a long way to go, that's not worth the headache.
And Fitzy, I got to jump in real quick. I mean, everybody sees the big arm and the talent and the backflips. There's so much more to being a good quarterback than that. And people got to understand, what's my man in Major League? Serrano. He gets up there and fastball, boom. It is like the ball just go. Oh, you throw him a curveball, different. Mm-hmm. Like Joe Milton can throw the ball far. Yeah, okay, great. But can he do the other things that you need a quarterback to do to help your team win? There's a lot of things that he couldn't. That's why he, let's face it, at his age, sixth-round draft pick, there's something there to him that people just are refusing to see.
And since this is the debut week of our 5 o'clock segment where we recap the best of the day here on WEEI Afternoons The Drive, we are sharing with you some of the goodness that's been gifted to us from our friends at Shaw's. And for today's giveaway, we turn it over to you, Dan Ball.
Thank you, Fitzy. Yes, as we've been doing all week here on The Drive, been a lot of fun to do this to open up the week. We're giving away $100 Shaw's and Star Market gift cards, one per day. So this is our final one of this opening week here of The Drive. Shaw's and Star Market have lowered hundreds of prices on the items you buy most, like boneless chicken breast, 2-liter Coca-Cola, fresh avocados, snacks, cereal, and much more, all at new lower prices. Be caller 9 right now at the contest line, 617-931-0937, and you could score a $100 Shaw's and Star Market gift card. How do we get some of those? Shaw's and Star Market, go shopping, get rewarded. So again, caller number 9 to 617-931-0937, and you'll have a chance to win. Good luck to you.
Yes, thank you very much, Dan. We appreciate that. 617-779-7937. If you would like to weigh in on any of the topics that we covered in The Drive or throughout the program as well. When we return, I would like to know if I have your attention. No. Do you think you deserve it? What? Do I have your full attention? I had to swear an oath before we began this deposition, and I don't want to perjure myself. That's right. We're going to be talking about The Social Network from 2010, a tremendous movie that is the latest in Ted's Movie Club here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, let's catch you up on everything trending in sports and beyond with our guy, Dan Ball.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Red Sox open up a three-game series against the Dodgers tonight at Fenway Park. First pitch of Game 1 is at 7:10. Brian Baio will start opposite Emmett Sheehan. From earlier today, the Sox placed infielder Marcelo Meyer on the 10-day injured list, retroactive to July the 24th, with a right wrist sprain. To fill a spot, Boston recalled infielder David Hamilton from AAA Worcester. Here's your lineup for tonight. Jaron Duran leads off in center field, then it's Alex Bregman at third, Roman Anthony in left, Trevor Story at short, Masataka Yoshida is your DH with Seidan Rafaela at second base, a position he will be playing a lot more after the Meyer injury, according to his manager, Alex Cora. Willie Abreu out and right with Abraham Toro at first, and Connor Wong is your catcher, and he is batting ninth. Mookie Betts, meanwhile, is not in the lineup tonight for the Dodgers after reports surfaced that the former Red Sox outfielder may not play as he continues to deal with personal matters. In the meantime, you can listen to the game tonight on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcan is tonight at 6:10, and Sean McDonough and Mike Monaco have the call of tonight's game. From around Major League Baseball, the Mariners acquired first baseman Josh Naylor from the Diamondbacks on Thursday night. The Mets acquired left-handed reliever Gregory Soto from the Orioles earlier today. Not the Oilers, that would be hockey. And Mark Feinsohn has reported that the Yankees agreed to a deal with the Rockies to acquire lefty-hitting third baseman Ryan McMahon. The MLB trade deadline, meanwhile, is on Thursday at 6 p.m. The Patriots completed day three of training camp earlier today. It was described as a lower-tempo walkthrough with no competitive drills. The team is expected to return to full capacity for practice tomorrow. Their first preseason game is Friday, August the 8th, against the Commanders. Lobster Lovers Weekend is back. Visit the 99 restaurants this Friday through Sunday and order their famous colossal or hot buttered lobster roll, and you'll get a free three-course meal upgrade. This weekend only, though, you gotta love the Nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Afternoons Live at Fenway Park coming up right after this.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
You know, you really don't need a forensics team to get to the bottom of this. If you guys were the inventors of Facebook, you'd have invented Facebook.
It's a line from The Social Network, the movie from tonight's Ted's Movie Club. That's Jesse Eisenberg, who, of course, indelibly portrayed Mark Zuckerberg, speaking to Armie Hammer, who played both of the Winklevoss twins in the movie. We'll get into that in just a moment in Ted's Movie Club. But first, we have on the line our winner for tonight's the Shaw's and Star Market $100 gift card giveaway on the debut week of The Drive at 5 here in WEEI Afternoons. We got Big Mike on the line. What's up, Mike?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Mike?
How did it feel to be caller number 9?
Incredible. I appreciate it. I'm in charge of the tailgating for week 1 at Foxborough, so it just worked out that way.
Oh, beautiful.
Hey, Mike, what's the number one thing that you have to have at a tailgate for a football game? What's the number one thing?
Ooh.
Oh, we're going sausages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good pick.
Save that drop.
Yep, love it.
Yep. Quality pick. Quality. Right.
There's no wrong answer, though, but Mark, you know what, Mike? There's no wrong answer. It could be. Could be wings, could be buffalo chicken dip, could be the sausages, could be the burgers, whatever it is. And, of course, you know you can get all of that and more at Shaw's. Have a great weekend, my guy. Thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate you. Go Sox, go Pats, and keep in touch, okay?
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yep, you too.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Teddy, real quick, let's just whip around the room.
Let's do it.
Let's imagine we're doing a WEEI afternoon show tailgate outside of Pat's game, or maybe we go on the road. We're at Tobacco Road at Belichick. Who knows where? What are you bringing to the tailgate?
This is an Iowa thing. I don't know if this is a tailgate thing, but we just had, have you ever had a walking tacos?
Oh my God!
In the Doritos, Doritos bag.
Yeah,
it's in a Frito. It's in a Fritos bag. Yes, sir.
But they did Doritos in Iowa. But it's usually like the Frito pie. Like you do a chili and a Frito lay chips bag. But yeah, mm-hmm. we did, you know, like the ground beef in the Dorito bag and called it walking tacos.
Boy.
I had my first one ever. I forget the name of the game that. It was at Camp Randall for Wisconsin versus Minnesota, their annual rivalry game. I think they play for like a big hammer or the axe game or whatever.
Yeah.
Woo, man, Midwest knows how to party. Ball game, what are you bringing?
Oh, boy. Well, my first instinct is enough beer to drown you. I would bring Gansett's for my friend Fitzy and Miller Lights for my friend Andy just to suck up to both of them. But in lieu of bringing beer, I love to pick a sausage. I'm a simple guy at any sporting. Give me hot dogs. I'm bringing Bergs and Dogs, and I'm going simple. I'm going effective. It's bringing everything together. You got to have a foundational item, so I'm bringing that.
I got you covered on the St. Louis style ribs that I'll pre-smoke before we get there. Then I'll finish them on the grill. Stiz, what do you got?
I just got myself a nice cast iron flat top for my grill, and I made a mean barbecue chicken the other night. So I'm going to bring this new barbecue chicken creation that extra spicy.
Extra spicy with the flat top. And of course, Andy would be making smash burgers as well. Love it. Sounds like we'll have a delicious tailgate. All right, I'm hungry. I got my popcorn. I got my soda. I got my candy. Let's go to the movies.
On the field, he's always brought the hammer and the heart.
Smack down. He hit a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
Off the field, he's a refined gentleman of culture and fine art.
Hard to believe that Johnson, 240-pounder, what he really likes to do is read romantic novels. He gets inspired by those.
Buy your tickets and grab your seats.
Movies are like books, but with pictures.
It's Ted's Movie Club.
You don't know?
It means I'm a
on WEEI Afternoons.
That might be the line of the show.
I love it.
I'm going to be honest with you, Ted. That you said, and you said it in earnest, yet that might have been the line of the show. It was perfect.
I was funny when I wasn't trying to be funny.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best kind of funny.
That is the best
story
kind of funny.
Story of my life.
Funny. Yeah. All right, Teddy, what movie we got this week,
my
friend?
So this week we got The Social Network, which is a David Fincher movie. I'm a big fan of his movies. He's excellent. Aaron Sorkin, which a lot of people know, is a great writer. He wrote the movie, but it stars Jesse Eisenberg, Andrew Garfield, and Justin Timberlake, and it's basically about the Harvard student, what's his name, Mark Zuckerberg, who basically creates the social networking site called Facebook, who gets sued by a couple twins and one of his best friends, basically saying that he stole their idea. And it's just about that story. It's phenomenal. It's fascinating. It was filmed all here in Boston. It's got a little edge to it. I find that world to be incredible, how it all started. And, you know, that's just the way Zuckerberg thinks, I find to be kind of fascinating. But Fincher does a great job of making what might not sound like a very interesting storyline be interesting. And I think Timberlake had a good little spot in this movie. Basically, he was the guy who started Napster, right? And he kind of just weaseled his way into basically Mark Zuckerberg's good side and was able to make some money off of something that really he had no business making. But I just think it's so well acted. I love how they tell the story, going back and forth with the lawyers, and I think they do a good job of kind of showing you how difficult it is to work. And have to deal with a guy like Mark Zuckerberg, who's a brilliant person, but not an easy guy to work with and to do a project like this.
So it's very funny that you bring this movie up, Ted, because there's a period of about 15 years ago where there were two movies made by two of my all-time favorite directors, two incredible American directors, David Fincher and Steven Soderbergh. Respectively, if I'm not mistaken, I believe he directed the latter film. The first one, obviously, being David Fincher's Social Network. And who would have ever thought that a movie about a college kid possibly stealing some IP from a couple other college kids could turn into this riveting, thrilling, courtroom, conversational play on the way business is done, original thought, humanity, and the massive impact that Facebook would ultimately have on American society, hell, the entire world. And then a year later, we get Moneyball. And Moneyball is another one of these movies where it's like, how the hell did you make this a movie, let alone did you make this an incredibly compelling movie? And it's the performances, it's the nuance, it's the great directing, and ultimately, it's the screenwriting. And this script is by Aaron Sorkin, who, of course, wrote The West Wing, is an incredible screenwriter, incredible teleplay writer, truly one of the best writers of the last 50 years in Hollywood. And it's gorgeously shot. Armie Hammer is the Winklevoss twins, creep that he may be, is amazing. Jesse Eisenberg should have gotten an Oscar. The movie did win a few Oscars as well. Soundtrack by Trent Reznor.
Spectacular. I like the soundtrack. Very good.
Awesome soundtrack.
Yeah. Yep.
This is a great movie. And Dan, before we get into our ratings here on Ted's Movie Club EEI Afternoon Style, the popcorn meter on Roddy T's with over 100,000 ratings was 87% in the critics, 96%. So we're talking one of the best reviewed movies of the 21st century.
Yeah, no question. I'll throw my rating in. You both summed it up extremely well. This one also resonates with me a lot growing up in the Facebook age and the social media age. Most of my cognitive life has been involved in social media one way or another. So I had seen this one before. It was great to go back and watch it again. And to your point, Fitzy, the way that they were able to create tension out of something that you wouldn't think would be as tense as, you know, a Shawshank Redemption or something like that. Tremendously well done. I will watch anything and everything Aaron Sorkin did. The Newsroom was one of my favorite TV shows of all time.
One of my favorite of all time.
I was talking about a wasted piece of dialogue.
I haven't heard anybody ever say that. Yep. Yes, great show.
Absolutely up there for me. So I'm giving this 4.5 out of 5 Johnsons. It's a tremendous movie. Loved it before and loved watching it again. What do you got, Ted?
Fitzy, I'm giving him the same rating. I'm 4.5 Johnsons, buddy.
Yeah, listen, I'm coming out of the gate with the same score 3 movies in a row. I gave Mohicans 4.5 Johnsons out of 5. I gave Argo, which is just such a spectacular movie, 4.5 out of 5. And I'm going to give The Social Network 4.5 out of 5 Johnsons as well. It's hard to find very much room to criticize this film. Some may say it's a little long, some may say it's a little slow, but if you're into character play and the historical development of something that is massively impactful on our society, this is the movie for you as well. My apologies also. Steve Zaillian wrote Moneyball, Bennett Miller directed it, but still, a tremendous movie. Ted, so the crew loves the movie.
Yep.
You're just hitting nothing but bangers, hitting them all out of the park with the first couple choices on the Movie Club. Would you please share with the audience so they can do their prep for the next edition of Ted's Movie Club?
Before we do that, Stiz, what's your score?
Oh, Stiz, my apologies.
4.5 Johnsons. I love anything Sorkin, anything Fincher, Zodiac, Benjamin, Curious Case of Benjamin.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, Gone Girl. Just the guy knocks it out of the park every time.
Seven's in the box. By the way, if anyone hasn't seen the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the Finnish one before they made the American.
I haven't.
Awesome.
No. I'll get to check it out.
Phenomenal.
All right. It's also pouring rain here at Fenway, by the way.
No.
All right. So this is. I want to throw this movie out and just get you guys early thoughts on it. If you guys aren't interested, we can go somewhere else. But I'm thinking of a movie that I was on the other day. I can watch this movie over and over and over again, like Social Network. That's the kind of I judge a good movie by rewatchability. Sicario.
Oh.
If you've ever seen the movie Sicario.
The best.
It's a phenomenal movie that doesn't get a lot of run. The follow-up to Sicario was terrible.
Day of the Soldado was not great.
Awful. But Sicario, one of my favorite movies ever. Love it.
Well, Benicio del Toro in that, Ted?
Give me Emily Blunt in just about anything, period. John Krasinski's wife is one of my favorite movie stars of the past 20 years.
Let's go with Sicario, because I guarantee Andy has not seen it. And Dan, you haven't
seen
it, right?
I think Andy's going to love it. Yeah. Sicario, or as a friend of mine called it, Pete Hegseth's Wet Dream. It's such a fun movie. And it's also... it's violent, and it's also revealing and extremely tense, Ted. Yeah, that's a great choice.
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
So the next one is, if everyone wants to do their homework, if you haven't seen it, directed by Denis Villeneuve, Sicario from 2016. 617, thank you very much, Ted. That was a great addition to the Movie Club. Sicario is your assignment, everybody. 617-779-7937. When we come back, a little flashback Friday fun on Odds and Ends, a crossover with Arcan, and EEI Afternoons is out of here.
Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89¢ with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89¢. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Hey, orange balls. I'll have a box of those. Me a box of those naked lady tees. And give me two of those. Give me six of those. Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Love it.
I don't even need to tell anyone what line that movie is from, and if I do, please turn off your radio or stop screaming.
Yeah, that's a movie I've never seen.
Yeah.
What?
Even
I've never seen it.
Oh, my
God.
Wait, well, hold on. Oh, time
We're
out.
We're watching that soon in.
Oh, that Ted, that's got to, like, jump to the front of the queue on Ted's
It almost
movie
might jump to the front.
You absolutely what I love, bozos.
What I love about
you've
that movie.
Have you never seen Caddyshack?
If you've never seen Caddyshack, folks, the word is that the whole movie was almost impromptu.
Yeah.
Which is fascinating.
A lot of cocaine too, right?
Is can that confirm, right? Guys. Yeah. I read the book on the making of it. Script about 15% scripted, Ted. The rest of it was just that's all
organic
booze, cocaine, and improv.
Brilliant! It's amazing.
Oh yeah,
how
I mean,
great
it's,
that
Dan,
movie is.
Stiz, it's the I. You can ask most dudes, most bros, whatever, golf bros and sports guys and frat dudes and whatever else. It's the most quotable movie ever made. Beyond Anchorman, Beyond Airplane.
Do you think it will hold up? It'll make me laugh in 2025. Like, I'll get references and I'll...
That's a great question.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to probably find out pretty soon. But we play a clip of that, guys, coming in, because today is the 45th anniversary of the release of the movie that many consider the funniest movie ever made, The Great Caddyshack. And on that subject here, in odds and ends, as we wrap up our today's edition of WEI Afternoons, I ask you, it is also, coincidentally enough, the release day of Happy Gilmore 2. Who's in on Happy Gilmore 2 this weekend?
Oh, I'm fired up about this. I'm nervous because I feel like the bar was set so high for the first one, but it's star-studded, if nothing else. So what do you think, Ted?
I'm looking forward to it. I won't go see it in the theater. I don't like it that much. Yeah. I'm not the biggest Happy Gilmore fan. I get it, but it's not... You know, Caddyshack, to me, it doesn't even compare. I like it, but I won't make an effort to go to the theaters. I'll wait for it to get...
Maybe
it's on Netflix, Ted. You can go home and watch it tonight.
It is a Netflix original.
Then I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Easy lift.
Favorite line from the first one is when she asked him to get a glass of warm milk, and I'll get you a glass. Shut the hell up.
I'll get you my fingers hurt. Oh, no. It looks like someone just pulled gardening duty. Ben Stiller is incredible in that movie. Awesome. I hope he makes a cameo in this one. We have been coming to you today from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by our friends at New England Ford Dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on the F-Series, which, of course, is the official truck of the Red Sox. Well, if the weather holds up, we'll actually get a game in tonight, and the anchor of the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show, Christian Arcand, is here for a quick crossover. Hi, buddy.
Hi, Fitzy. I have some words of wisdom for you, okay? And for you, Ted, yes. And for you, Dan, as well.
Okay.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat, but a man worth his while is a man that can smile when his pants are too tight in the seat.
No, okay, Pookie, do the honor.
Okay, Pookie.
And remember,
one of my
hey,
favorite speeches in any movie.
Arcand, remember, on your deathbed, you'll receive total consciousness, so you got that going for
I
you.
I certainly do.
Nice.
By the way, I think this Happy Gilmore sequel is going to be about as good as the Caddyshack sequel with Jackie Mason.
No,
as in to say, I think it's not going to be very good at all. I think it's going to suck.
Big one tonight, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Very excited. How is it down there, by the way? How are we? A lot of Dodgers fans? Is it a takeover? Oh,
lots of Dodgers fans. Yeah. Yes, Christian.
Okay.
Lots
are we like talking like a Mardi Gras parade like 2 years ago? Because that was unacceptable.
It's right around there. A lot of street clothes, too. Just a lot of people not wearing any jerseys, so I don't know where they're leaning. But, yeah, not as many Red Sox jerseys as I was hoping for.
All right. Wow. Well, we'll have a few minutes for you to get ramped up for this. Hopefully the weather clears and we get some baseball in tonight. I like this pitching matchup. And, yeah, we'll have a quick show for you, then right to Red Sox baseball.
That's our pal Christian Arcand, who's going to do a micro edition of the Christian Arcand Show. Then, of course, he's got you for a full hour with the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show before Dodgers versus Red Sox. To Teddy Johnson, to Dan Ball, to Stanley Bruno, Stiz Grimey back there, Brian Frizzoco running the Twitch and helping produce the show. Great job by everybody today. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Thanks to Mike Giardi, who joined us in the 4 o'clock hour as well. Gentle friends, have a great weekend, and thank you all who tuned in today to WEEI Afternoons. Make sure you stay tuned to Christian Arcand for the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show and, of course, Sox Dodgers tonight. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you Monday, everybody.
Blah, 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 blah.
The Red Sox suck.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.